From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, the 22nd day of November, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register-Star that under the City of Hudson's proposed 2017 $13.4 million budget, taxes are slated to increase by nearly 2%, less than the state-mandated cap of 4.7%. The plan also calls for a 2.5% increase in spending over the previous year. Additional spending includes $27,000 set aside for Common Council Legal Counsel, a new position. Resident Steve Dunn said at a recent public meeting he favors the new position. Dunn said to the council, and I quote, "You should have your own attorney who's accountable to you all, and you should set priorities, not the mayor," end quote. Former Mayor Richard Scalera disagreed, calling the additional expense, and I quote, "a slap in the taxpayer's face," end quote. He pointed to city law, which gives the mayor the authority to appoint an attorney for the council. He asked Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton if she would waive that right and leave the selection up to the council. Hamilton agreed to waive the law. The budget also includes the acquisition of four new police cars and the hiring of a fourth dispatcher for the Hudson Police Department. The police vehicles will be leased from the Ford Motor Company, not purchased. The lease agreement would be more affordable than buying the cars outright and will cover a, and I quote, "a lot of maintenance," end quote, Police Commissioner Martha Harvey said. Other increases include a 21% boost to cover more staff hours and programming at the Hudson Senior Center and $100,000 for a fire truck capital reserve fund. Common Council will vote on the budget on November the 30th. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Nicole Lavari writes in the Register-Star about two Ghent residents with opposing views on potential changes to the Columbia County Airport. After months of discussion about extending the runway and then a grant for safety improvements for one of the hangars, the Federal Aviation Administration last week requested a wildlife study. Lifetime County resident Catherine Gallo lives in Hudson and works for Richmore Aviation at the airport. Gallo spoke in support of the facility at a recent Ghent Town Board meeting. She said complaints about the airport have heated up with the stream of new arrivals. Gallo said, and I quote, "the airport was here first, and we hadn't had any complaints from neighbors for years," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "what do you think, 747s will come here? A Gulfstream is the biggest we have," end quote. Judy Russ moved to Columbia County from Bangor, Maine, and has been a resident of Ghent for 8 years. Russ said, and I quote, "I don't mind the airport. We don't want the airport to go away. We just don't want it expanded. And we would like an accounting of how does it play into the county as regards money coming and going," end quote. Russ is also concerned about the environment. She said, and I quote, "do we really want all these planes burning fuel in the air," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Casey Steeler is reporting at Capitol Confidential that a group of Hoosick Falls residents held a press conference at the state capitol on Monday, November the 21st. They said too little has changed in the Rensselaer County community to address the PFOA contamination crisis since June. Monday also marked 1 year since the Federal Environmental Protection Agency told residents not to drink or cook with the water from the village system. The residents were accompanied by representatives of environmental advocates and Citizens Action. During the press conference, the residents presented a report card that gave Governor Andrew Cuomo and state lawmakers failing marks on setting a new statewide safety limit for PFOA and for overall government accountability and transparency issues. They also gave officials incomplete grades for establishing a rigorous biomonitoring system for residents and the search for a viable new water source for the community. Resident Michael Baker said, and I quote, "if my child brought home this report card, she'd get grounded," end quote. The resident said the Cuomo administration has fallen short on its outreach by providing helplines that were insufficiently staffed. Baker said, and I quote, "we stand before you exhausted and angry because New York State has failed us," end quote. To see the Kyle Hughes NYSNYS.com video of the Hoosick Falls resident Jennifer Plouffe talking about the questions of transparency and leadership, go to WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org. To read the full story, go to Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that two fires in Palenville happened within 6 hours of each other between Saturday night and the early hours of Sunday morning. Palenville Fire Department Chief Chip Spring said a brush fire started by a campfire was reported a little before 11 p.m. on Saturday, November the 19th. Fueled by high winds, the fire eventually engulfed a shed, he said. Spring said the shed was a total loss, but no one was injured. Another building that housed a radio station suffered minor damages as a result of the fire. The second blaze occurred on Malden Avenue in Palenville at 4:20 a.m. on Sunday. Spring said, and I quote, "It was a fully involved structure fire," end quote. The home was gutted, but no one was injured. Spring said that fire was started when paper towels fell onto a lit stove. Both fires are under investigation. Spring said the two incidences were unrelated. He said, and I quote, "It was a coincidence," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that Ulster County lawmakers expect to hold a public hearing next month on a new law that would require pet sellers to check the animal abuse registry before an animal is sold. County Clerk Ken Ronk said, and I quote, "It's part of a two-part local law from last year," end quote. Part one created the Animal Abuse Registry, Ronk said. He said, and I quote, "If you're convicted of an animal abuse crime, you must go on this registry for 15 years, and you can't buy a cat or a dog," end quote. Part two is the pet dealer licensing law. That measure would prohibit licensed pet dealers from selling a dog to someone on the registry. Any stores or breeders that sell 9 or more dogs or cats a year and breed 3 or more litters of dogs or cats are subject to the new law. The law also addresses the minimum standards for care for animals being kept by pet sellers in both indoors and outdoor facilities. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Chris McKenna is reporting at the fray that Senator Charles Schumer has announced his support for a year-old bill that would provide compensation to Social Security recipients to help offset their stagnant income. The Save Benefits Act, introduced last year, would have provided one-time payments of approximately $580 to recipients of Social Security disability payments and veterans benefits after it was learned payments would stay flat because inflation was so low. Only Democrats supported the bill, and it went nowhere. Interest in the proposal was revived last month when the latest inflation calculation showed benefits next year would increase by only $5 a month. Schumer said in a press release, and I quote, "Millions of New York City seniors, veterans, and individuals who are disabled need and deserve a fair amount of money in their Social Security checks to help pay for the ever-increasing cost of rent, medicine, and groceries," end quote. Advocates argue that the COLA formula is unfair to seniors because it undervalues the economic factors that have a direct impact on them, like medical care and housing. The flat COLA touches a lot of households in the region. As of January 2016, approximately 140,000 residents, or more than 1 in 5, in Orange, Ulster, and Sullivan counties received some form of federal benefits. You can read that full story at the fray at HudsonValley.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of snow showers mainly before 9 a.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 36 degrees. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 26. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of snow, mainly after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, rain and snow is likely before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow after 4 p.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of rain and snow before 10 p.m., then a chance of freezing drizzle. It will be cloudy with a low around 31. The sun rose this morning at 6:55 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:27 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 22nd day of November 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.